Human consciousness operates at four levels at all times. The subconscious mind is assigned to handle all of the automatic tasks of the body, and as well to store every event, experience, impression, feeling, and data that has been brought to the being through the body via the conscious mind. The conscious mind is assigned to handle the task of total data collection in each moment of now. It also performs past data analysis, comprehension and limited awareness understanding, present moment decision making, future projection, and all sensory feedback functions. By this means, it produces your present moment experience. You can change this experience instantly by simply moving to a higher level of consciousness. The superconscious mind is assigned the tasks of total awareness understanding, body-mind-spirit connectivity, spontaneous creation, visionary insight, and the manifesting impulse or now purpose of the soul. The supraconscious mind is assigned all of the above tasks combined, as well as the most important function of the being, integration of the individuation with the non-differentiation, that is, of the single soul with the only soul. It is at the supraconscious level of the mind that you are connected with me and with all that is, in a non-linear, total infusion pattern that eliminates delineations even as it maintains specific energy form integrity.
One more time, please.
It melts you into God without forgetting who you are individually.
Ah.
This is the exact reverse of the process of your subconscious mind, which melts you into you individually while forgetting who you are. Put simply, the subconscious or lowest level of mind pushes you away from God, while the supraconscious or highest level of mind pulls you toward God. This push-pull process is a micro version of the macro tension holding together the entirety of physical creation that you know as the universe. The subconscious performs its function by storing every bit of data it has ever received from the conscious mind that would allow it to differentiate itself from the all. The supraconscious performs its function by storing all data everywhere, allowing it to non-differentiate from the all, even as it individuates. It can thus produce, in all humans at any moment, the experience of non-separated separation, or what could be termed the singular duality. It is doing that right now, as you, Neil, conceive these words, which are coming from me, but are coming through you, even as if the two were one, which is precisely the case. The entire Conversations with God series of dialogues has been designed as a step-by-step process of freeing humans from their limited perceptions, that is, of moving them from their subconscious to their supraconscious. This process is known as consciousness raising. It is the means by which human beings are moved to greater awareness of life, a grander experience of the self, and a greater connectivity to the universal. When this process of reintegration occurs, your conscious choices and everyday decisions reflect more and more of the wholeness that you are, more and more of the ultimate reality of unified intelligence and unified understanding and unified expression that is often called, in the languages of your world, God or life.